Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Glover. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laker. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Glover fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Canseco moves to third. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova hits a fly ball towards center. Singleton catches it and throws to Durham, who relays to Conurco to double up Tomei. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clayton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is called out on strikes. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Branyan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laker takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive to right field. Gonzalez throws towards the plate. Laker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Laker. Ordonez scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Conurco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conurco hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Canseco moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ordonez throws the ball into Clayton, who tags Alomar trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vizquel moves to third. One out. Matt Ginter now pitching. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Branyan. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Valentin moves to third. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fryman out. 2 outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. Branyan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Clayton reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Laker hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Bob Horry now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Tomey moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Freiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Freiman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laker hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Risk fields it and throws to third for the out. Konerko moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conurco moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Keith Folk now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-4 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova is called out on strikes. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman bunts towards the mound. Folk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russell Branyan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Branyan is 0-for-3 in the game. Branyan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Laker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.